The Sugar Man, Sugar Ray Leonard, is on the phone. What up, champ?
How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
It's been a while, babe.
Where are you?
I'm in New York, in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah? And you're working?
Yeah.
With
the PBC on NBC. That's tomorrow at 8:30.
Yeah. Boxing Champions Series. And you know what? We're cruising tomorrow. One year, I would love to have a boxing match on the cruise.
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be nice, man.
Wow.
You got the room.
Uh-huh.
You got the people.
Yeah.
You have your own ring.
Yeah, you got a ring.
And we can bring the Sugar Man in there.
I like the idea.
I love it, too.
And who would you fight, Tom? Because I'm sure this is
he
what
this
is going
to. He wants
to
fight Mike Tyson, yeah. Sir.
What did you say, Tom?
Tom wants to. He still wants to this day.
I can get him. I can get him.
You can get him. Are you going to hear him low?
Never mind. Let's talk real quick.
The laughter and the shock wears off, I know.
One day we'll sit down and we'll talk. But right now, pay no attention to these people, Sugar Ray Leonard. Pay no attention. It's a great series on NBC and Spike TV. I'm glad to see boxing.
Coming back, huh?
Is it coming back, Sugar? I hope so.
If you look at boxing, boxing's always been on network television. My career, amateur and professional, began on network television.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's because a lot of boxing fans can't afford that pay-per-view and HBO, whatever else, you know?
Yeah.
And these young boxers, and they're talented, but they don't have they're not household names because they don't have the exposure. The TV exposure, which they definitely need.
The only black household name that is still boxing right now is Floyd.
It's Floyd, yeah, for sure.
That's it. Now, we don't have any heavyweights.
I know, but you know, there's so much talent out there. Unfortunately, they just don't have the platform. And that's what it is. It's a platform.
And that's what you're doing.
And so this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. I'm so happy to be a part of this coming back, if you will. Giving boxing or bringing boxing back to fans for free.
Yeah.
Who's gonna win on May 2nd?
Well, if I was fighting, I could tell you. But I got to give the edge to Mayweather. He has not tasted defeat yet. And but, you know, all of us, all fighters have one more fight left in them. Ali with Joe Frazier or George Foreman. Me against Hagler. And this is no different with Pacquiao and Mayweather. They're 38 and 37, but you know what? I also believe they're an anomaly. These are rare guys, athletes, boxers, who have their stuff even in their late 30s.
So they're not beyond their prime, beyond the time to really have a good fight?
No. The only thing is it's like when we reach success, mm-hmm. sometimes we become a little bit softer, if you will, or more civilized, if you will. I hate to say that, but it's true.
You're not as hungry.
Exactly. You're not as driven.
Mm-hmm.
But this could be an incredible fight. I'm really excited. In fact, I'll be there. My whole family's going.
Yeah.
Tyson Joyner, who'd win that one, sir?
That's a toss-up, too.
He does like comedy. People have said that he likes comedy.
Tyson Joyner, that's right.
It's still a toss-up.
Still a toss-up.
He said that's a toss-up, too.
It depends on what. I believe in biorhythms. It depends on who wakes up that day.
Biorhythms.
You are a funny man, sir. You really are.
Congratulations on the premier boxing championship series.
Yeah.
Boxing's back, baby.
On NBC and Spike TV.
Tune in.
All right.
Check it out.
The Sugar Man.